Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New York City, Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, also writes his column for the New York Daily News. I read from the Daily News in these last days. In a scathing new report, the Coalition for the Homeless blamed New York City's unprecedented homelessness crisis on Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul, saying that they failed because of, quote, poor planning, misguided strategies, underinvestment in proven solutions, and bureaucratic ineptitude. Harry, a very good evening to you. The laundry list is obvious. However, the question is, what is to be done because of the immediate demand of the migrants in the city being housed in hotels, I read, private homes, not yet, churches are proposed, but the migrant story is also now mixed in with the homeless story. The mayor has recently vetoed bills from the city council that extend more generosity towards the homeless. Fundamental question. Does New York City, does the mayor, does the city council make a distinction between migrants from the border, many of whom are men of working age, who can deliver money to their families? Does it make a distinction between those people in the hotels or the homeless shelters and the people who are struggling with, say, mental health issues or dependence issues? Are those separate categories? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So let me try to break this down quickly for people outside of New York. During the pandemic, when there was no tourism here, a number of hotels were converted into housing for previously unsheltered homeless New Yorkers. That was partly to help them, partly as a boon to the hotel trades and that union, which was closely aligned with Bill de Blasio. Some of those same hotels now are serving as HERCs, which is an awkward acronym for Humanitarian Emergency Response and Relief Centers, housing migrants. The reason that we have these HERCs is that Eric Adams says the traditional shelter system, that anyone in New York who doesn't have shelter has a legal right, a unique one, to New York City to come in and ask for it to be given shelter the same day. Often, especially for men, you know, this is in a congregate setting, and that setting is so unpleasant, some people would prefer to stay on the streets. But that system, which was nearly filled before these migrants started showing up, is filled really to capacity now. And so Adams has created a second parallel system that in practice is open to asylum seekers. I don't think anyone is asking for paperwork as you come in to try and house those people, as we now have a record number of people who are being sheltered by the city. Something like 80,000 migrants and asylum seekers have been in the city shelters in the last year, and I think 45,000 are currently either in the traditional shelters or the HERCs, along with another nearly 40,000 other New Yorkers who are staying in those shelters. So these issues are all mushing together. Adams is saying the city can't afford to do what it's doing. The Coalition for the Homeless, in this scathing new report, says, you're right, the city can't afford to keep doing what it's doing. These are impossibly expensive Band-Aids, you know, $4,500 a month hotel rooms and things like that. And it's time to finally invest in housing. The city council just passed a series of bills they say would make it easier for people in the shelters to get to housing. Adam says this would somehow actually make things worse, and significantly that the bill would be way too high. And so we're having a giant fight as the city's economy is contracting post-COVID. Fewer riders on the train. All the office buildings have not fully recovered. I doubt we'll ever fully recover. About whether we need to be spending less or more to help people in need, and which people in need qualify for what forms of city help. With the last twist here being, and part of why the coalition is so upset for the homeless, that Adams is suing to end this right to shelter, saying it's a state of emergency, which of course would be the upteenth state of emergency in New York City over these last several years that have, as has been the case nationally, really been defined by those and a breakdown of regular rules and, you know, the contracting and scrutiny that goes along with it.
In addition, because I read, Harry, that there is a new understanding, the homeless who are on the streets with tents or encampments underneath overpasses in abandoned lots, wherever they are, I read that the either the New York City police or workers for the homeless in New York have the power to remove them from their camps and put them into hospitals or facilities where they get attention. Did I read that correctly? And is that new? And is that Adams's initiative?
So there is a city council proposal to effectively create a right to be unhoused in New York and on the streets. That doesn't appear to be going anywhere. At the same time, the package of bills the council just passed to try and clear people out of the shelter system more rapidly by giving people and developers lots of money and more permanent housing, that passed with a veto-proof majority. So Adams has vetoed almost all that as a package of bills. But if the council holds together, they can override his veto and effectively decide what happens next. Significantly, Adams, you know, is being treated as like an austerity mayor. Even his budget would further increase spending, just not as much as the council would like. It is very much a moderate or to the right of much of the city council, perhaps owing to the difference between who votes in big citywide elections and who decides these contests for representatives that are mostly decided as they just were yesterday in very low turnout primaries. You know, you have very different bases of support and philosophies for what should be happening from here.
Does the city have the authority, the power, the initiative to remove people from the street is the simple version, because that is not true in California, and they're troubled by these encampments. Has it changed in the city?
It has not changed, and the city has and continues to have that power. There is not any right to be unhoused and outside here, and people can sleep, but as they tent or have possessions or create more permanence, that they do not have a right to do so. And the city can sometimes take them elsewhere, but often just breaks up these encampments. And when Adams continued doing that, which also happened under Mayor Bill de Blasio, a fellow Democrat, Adams promoted it. De Blasio tried to avoid talking about it. He actually compared himself to Jesus and said, Jesus wouldn't want people sleeping on the streets. There's no kindness to that. This is what we have to do. But what's happened in practice is much more breaking up encampments, very understandably, in my view, without really creating a place for people to go, let alone a place people want to go.
Therefore, we were in the same place we were when Zuccotti Park was broken up by Mayor Bloomberg. The police have the authority.
Yes, indeed.
The sanitation department has the authority to break down the camps. All right. So back to the original problem, which is the mayor saying there is not the budget to expand this generosity towards the migrants / homeless. Where's the governor on this, Harry? Because that would be help that Albany could give.
The governor has been as unhelpful as she can possibly be while signifying that she's helping and avoiding a direct split with Adams. She has her own political concerns. She won a very narrow contest for a much narrower than she wanted contest for a term of her own. She lost significantly outside of New York City and, you know, is trying to rebuild her support there in Western New York, which is where she's from. But she recently gave the city the right to use a warehouse, a JFK airport, as a HERC to house migrants. She has not opened up dormitories, including over the summer, where those aren't used, at CUNY facilities. And while she's declared her own state of emergency, she hasn't really used it to encourage or compel or coerce other parts of the state to take some fraction of the people who are arriving in New York City, even as New York City would foot the entire bill for those people and then could coordinate and control those numbers. So she's really left the city and the mayor, I would say, you know, up the creek without a paddle, but is giving him just enough of a paddle that he's not interested in publicly splitting with her, especially because the city is, of course, a creature, a creation of the state. And, you know, a governor who wants to damage a mayor can really do so. So he's happily accepting the very begrudging and limited help she's offered.
Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, I highly recommend to follow the story of the homeless and the migrants in New York City. Harry also writes his column for the New York Daily News. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.